WTAW News. Time is 6:05. It's 76 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Douglas Nissan, home of the nice guys. See what you could be saving at Douglas Nissan off Highway 6 in College Station or visit homeoftheniceguys.com. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeinert. Last night's special meeting of the Bryan City Council lasted 4.5 hours, most of it before a standing-room-only crowd in the basement of City Hall.
Out of 29 public speakers, 19 were there about the location of a new Eastside skateboard park. The council unanimously approved Mayor Jason Bayansky's motion to pursue buying land instead of using city-owned land in the Park Hudson neighborhood. President of the Park Village Homeowners Association, Laura Nelson, among 9 speakers against a skate park.
And bottom line, we pay the taxes, the youth don't.
Jason Downs, a 40-year-old skateboarder from College Station who was on Bryan's advisory committee, took offense to the opponent's comments.
I think it comes down to certain people don't want kids over there, and that's pretty sad. You know, if we can't coexist and co-mingle in parks, I think it's sad when we can't do that. But I'm constantly fighting stereotypes all the time, and I'm hoping that this isn't one of those, but it feels like it kind of is.
The council then decided on 2 options for the municipal golf course. Voters in November might choose to keep it for golf or turn it into a super park. And the mayor said before the council meets again next Tuesday, something else might happen, which he declined to elaborate. 8 of 9 speakers about the golf course wanted a super park. The majority, including Mark Posada, says the city needs more ball fields.
A community the size of Bryan deserves to have a decent ballpark. You know, we're talking about giving the kids something to do. They become disengaged, you know, after they hit 9, 10, 11, 12 years old. We want to keep them out of trouble. We want to give them a positive place to go. So I think that Super Park would be a great place to do that.
The council started at 5 p.m., could have gone later than 9:30 had Rafael Pena not had to go to work. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
The 2014 United Way of the Brazos Valley Community Campaign is underway. President Allison Prince says several employers have already started their drives. 21 agencies in the 7-county region receive what are called community impact grants. Prince says volunteers are still invited to assist as loaned executives.
We call them our hands and feet in the community. We have myself and one other person in our building that's actually dedicated to trying to raise money. And it's a 7-county region that I talked about. It's 5,500 square miles or something like that. It's a large area. And so our loan executives are volunteers that help us be liaisons between United Way and the company. So it just expands our reach.
The state employees charitable campaign that United Way administers will start next month. United Way board members are also available to meet with employers and community groups. More information is online at uwbv.org. Local authorities have video as they ask again for your help to catch vehicle burglars. You can see it online at WTAW.com. In the last 2 weeks, there have been at least 31 vehicle burglaries in College Station south of Deacon and west of the freeway. That includes 3 on Tuesday in the area where a suspected home burglar was shot on Wild Rye, 2 blocks north of Brian Bachman Community Park. Lieutenant Chuck Flieger says a possible connection is being investigated.
We're certainly looking into any possibilities. Anytime we come across somebody who's involved in property crimes or burglary crimes, we certainly look to find out if that individual is involved in any other offenses. And so that'll be part of the ongoing investigation.
Items taken in the grab-and-go vehicle burglaries included spare keys that were used to steal 2 vehicles. WTAW News Time is 6:09. It's 76 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Douglas Nissan. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Where's the best place to store my stuff?
Welcome to Metro Mini Storage. Our storage sizes range from small to enormous. Metro Mini Storage is completely gated with a dual security system. There are climate and non-climate controlled units. Plus, you get the use of a free truck when you move in. Metro Mini Storage on Texas Avenue at Deacon and College Station next to Burger King. Metro Mini Storage. Call 695-8800 or online at metroministorage.net.
Good morning, it's 6:10. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you this morning by Barker's Heating and Cooling. They offer a loaner program. Your unit goes down, you want to stay comfy. They've got a loaner they can let you use while they're working on yours. 690-2278. Here we go.
Through today, it will continue mostly sunny and hot, just some scattered clouds around. Temperatures 94 to 98 degrees this afternoon. Tonight, clear skies and warm, low temperatures 74 to 78. Not much change for the weekend weather as well. We'll stay mostly sunny, very hot on Saturday. Temperatures well up in the 90s, mid to upper 70s at night, and sun with a few clouds around on Sunday, 95 to near 100. This is meteorologist Gary Bass, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a little bit with the Aggies getting some depth on the front. The visit with Terry Price after practice yesterday for the Aggie football update. Couple of four swimmers for Texas A&M finish in the medals for the 2014 National Championships. Bombers win number 41, and the Cowboys are in exhibition season, and they opened up play last night. All that and more coming up in sports. We'll do that for you about 6:50.
Did they lose?
They did.
All right.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey, now, knock it off.
Got it going.
Don't that's be like
it.
That on Friday.
I'm telling you, that's the Cowboys.
What's the matter with you?
Brazilian couple who spent their lives looking for their moms who had abandoned them found out this week they were searching for the same person.
Whoa.
The couple, who've been in common law marriage for 7 years and have a 6-year-old daughter together.
Oh, my.
Yeah, found out on a live radio show they share the same mother. The show found the mom reunited her with her daughter on the air when the mom revealed that she also had a son with the same name as the daughter's husband.
Yeah.
The daughter was stunned. Couples say they're committed to their relationship.
You say Arkansas?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'd say Brazil, but my goodness, there we go. All right. See, that's the excitement of live radio.
Good morning.
Yeah, okay.
Good morning meeting.
Or not.
We're gonna have a great time together.
Comfortable.
We got a lot of info. Nation. The perfect situation.
That's the kind of thing that Jerry Springer's angry that he didn't have.
Yeah.
I don't know. Is he still on the air? Maybe it's somebody else.
Yes, I think he is.
He had the story, but he was saving it for sweeps.
Yeah.
Have you been looking for that new or used piece of equipment? From August 11th through 30th, you'll find incredible discounts on all type of equipment, from utility vehicles to zero-turn mowers, tractors, tillage, hay equipment, cotton pickers, and combines. Cash or finance, we want to help you find the easiest way to purchase equipment that's right for you. Join Sioux Falls Prater Equipment for the Farmer's Bargain Days of Texas, August 11th through the 30th. For a complete list of equipment specials, visit us on the web at www.cptractor.com.
Is it time to consider replacing your business copier, fax, or printer? Are you in a long-term lease but need a more reliable service provider? Call CTWP, a locally owned, award-winning imaging solutions company serving Texas businesses for over 30 years. CTWP carries a full line of digital, black and white, and color multifunctional imaging systems from the very best equipment manufacturers. Call CTWP at 979-779-2998 or visit us on the web at ctwp.com.
About 6:14, News Talk 1620. WTAW, it's day 220. It's 8-8-14, August the 8th of 2014. Got 145 of them to go. Happiness Happens Day.
It does?
Yeah, yeah. It's Odie Day, which ironically is also International Cat Day. I mean, if you want to give them an entire day.
Garfield's buddy.
Yep.
Yeah, but
exactly.
Odie was a dog.
Right. Yeah. But I'm saying
but it's Cat Day.
Cat Day. Cat Day. You don't have to celebrate all day if you don't want to. Okay. Kool-Aid Days in Hastings, Nebraska. Horse hooves. All right, here we go. For birthdays.
I've actually been to Hastings.
They have horse hooves there.
Yeah. Katie Lewing is 27 years old from the Harry Potter movies. Roger Federer, 33 years old, the Swedish tennis star. J.C. Chazet from NSYNC is 38 today. Drew Lacy is 38 from 98 Degrees. Scott Stapp from Creed, 41. Cool Mo D from rap legend status is 52.
Now we're going to get to somebody I've heard of.
Ricky Rocket?
No.
Okay. Poison's drummer is 53. The Edge?
Oh, my God. You've Poison's drummer has a birthday today. Patrick, did you know that?
I wasn't a Poison
the
fan.
The Edge?
The Edge, you should know, Scott.
No, why should I? Why
from
should
you, too. You have a fairly broad...
Bono and The Edge.
I know who just... Bono is.
Well, sure, but The Edge is just right one step below.
Again. 53 today. Yeah. Deborah Norville.
Okay.
Inside Edition is 56. Donnie Most.
Oh, yeah.
Ralph Mouth is 61. Larry Wilcox, which was Ponch's partner in Chips, is 67. Connie Stevens, 76.
Wow.
Dustin Hoffman, 77.
I've heard of him.
You better, Jesus.
Thank you. Okay.
Mark Wills is 41, and Mel Tillis is 82.
Keith Carradine, if you remember him,
mm-hmm.
one of the more normal ones.
From the brothers.
Yeah, 65. Well, he sang for a while, didn't he? He was in Nashville. He sang I'm Easy, I believe, in Nashville. So, yeah, it's kind of like knowing the drummer of Poison. Just kind of depends on your music. All right, for Saturday is a book lover's day. Saturday is National Garage Sale Day. How appropriate it would be on a Saturday. Because, you know, if you have that on a Wednesday, not going to do
you
so well.
You laugh, but in St. Louis, that was the day for garage sales when I was growing up.
On Wednesday?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. In the morning?
Yes, and I think that had more to do with when I was growing up because there were more moms that were home as opposed to working.
Sure, probably right. Huh. Rice pudding day is tomorrow.
Ooh, I like rice pudding.
And Evis week.
Evis?
Evis week starts tomorrow, and we'll celebrate the birthdays of?
Whitney Houston would have been 51. Jessica Capshaw, 38 years old, from Grey's Anatomy. Kevin McKidd, also from Grey's Anatomy. Nikki Ziering is 43. She was the henchwoman in Austin Powers.
Oh, yeah.
Thomas Lennon is 44. I think he's hilarious. Reno 911, he played Jim Dangle.
Oh, okay. Mm.
Yeah. To err is human, to forgive is divine. Brown, 45 years old.
Uh-huh. What the hell were you thinking? Right?
Exactly. Gillian Anderson from X-Files and Precious Little Else, which was surprising, 46. Neon Deion Sanders, the only man that's ever played in the World Series and the Super Bowl, is 47. Old school rapper Curtis Blow is 55. Amanda Beers is 56 from Married with Children. She was Marcy. Melody Griffith, parts of her anyway, is 57. Ken Norton Sr. is 71.
He's leftist, hasn't he? Is he still alive?
I think Ken Norton Sr. is still alive.
That's cool.
Broke Muhammad Ali's jaw.
Oh, yeah.
And Sam Elliott, one of my favorites. Virgil Earp in Tombstone, 70.
Great mustache.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the voice of those Dodge commercials.
Yep.
And David Steinberg, 72. Kind of a funny guy, but he hosts a show called Inside Comedy where he interviews comedians.
Very smart guy.
Yeah, he is. Doug Williams, who was a Super Bowl winning quarterback. 59. Bob
Cousy. He was the first black quarterback to win the Super Bowl.
He was indeed. NBA Hall of Famer Bob Cousy, still alive and kicking. Maybe not dribbling. Well, he could,
he probably
could
is
be dribbling in a different way. I guess he could probably be doing that. That's insensitive. He's 86.
Now, here's the morning Sean Hannity update.
All right, so Lois Lerner's true feelings about conservatives have finally been revealed in these new emails received by the House Ways and Means Committee. Now, in a 2012 email discussion with an unnamed source about conservative talk radio hosts, Lerner said, well, maybe we are through if there are that many a-holes. Now, the other individual responds by describing talk radio callers as rabid, to which Lerner responds, so we don't need to worry about alien terrorists. It's our own crazies that will take us down. It's pretty clear that Lerner holds a huge personal animus towards anybody who's conservative. And then she took the next step in using the threat of the government to intimidate, harass, and silence opposition voices. We'll see if the administration sticks by its belief that there's not a smidgen of corruption here.
Join Sean later today right here on the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, this summer, stay cool and save money with Fujitsu. Fujitsu's energy-efficient ductless air conditioning system lets you customize up to 8 different temperature zones throughout your home, all by remote control. Now, the systems are clean and quiet, installation is quick and easy, and you can save up to 30% on your utility bill while you stay more comfortable in your home. Fujitsu General means comfort and savings all year round. So find out how much money you can save by going to ConstantComfort.com and click on the energy calculator. That's ConstantComfort.com. Right, you know those sun-facing windows that bake your rooms in the mornings, or those afternoon-facing windows that make you crank up the AC? Now, you can do what I did and go to Blinds.com. Blinds.com tames those heat-seeking rooms with gorgeous blinds and shades and shutters and drapes that help block the sun's rays. What's more, your Blinds.com window coverings will give each and every room that model home look. If you hurry now, you save up to 20% on their most popular products right now. That's Blinds.com. Their prices crush the prices you'll find in stores. Blinds.com.
Lee's Carpet resists spills and stains so well, we are having a spillabration.
Enjoy 50% off with 18 months special financing on selected styles of Lee's Carpet. Plus, you can save up to 30% on selected hardwood, laminate, and tile floors too. Ron, tell me, why should we come in now and save on Lee's Carpet?
Lee's has the newest styles and colors and the best warranties of any carpet. Come see us today at Aggieland Carpet One on Highway 6 next to Harley-Davidson.
A positive outlook. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. Economic forecasters are generally upbeat. Experts surveyed by the Wall Street Journal expect a steady acceleration in growth through the end of the year. They say businesses hold the key to how the economy will perform in the second half. The most optimistic economists expect strong capital spending by companies. Russia is banning most food imports from the West to retaliate for Western sanctions over Ukraine. The ban will cause some pain for American and European farmers, but it will have the biggest impact on the Russian people. Dutch cheeses, American chickens, and Polish apples will disappear from grocery stores. Western wines and spirits are not included in the ban. Stock market futures are still lower but improving. Post Holdings shares took a hit in after-hours trading. The cereal maker's adjusted quarterly results showed a loss instead of an expected profit. Post also announced it is buying American Blanching Company, a peanut butter maker. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
All you know is the phones aren't ringing and you're not getting enough new customers to grow your business. You know that online marketing is critical, but where do you start? Who can you turn to for sound advice on implementing a marketing program that works? You need YP. YP is the largest marketing agency for small business in America. Starting with the Yellow Pages over 100 years ago, YP has powered local business with marketing services ranging from web design to search engine marketing. Look, you have to be the expert in your business, but you don't have to be the expert in online marketing. YP can do that. And to prove it, they're giving you a free online business listing, an essential first step to being found by customers. Over 70 million potential customers search YP.com and the YP mobile app each month. And if you're not there, they can't find you. Claim your free business listing now and discover the power that is YP. Don't get left behind. Claim your free listing and start getting found today. Visit MyFreeYP.com. MyFreeYP.com. MyFreeYP.com.
I remember the look on our kids' faces when I told them we were going to Schlitterbahn. You'd think I just told them that school was canceled forever. I remember how excited our 10-year-old got when he saw the miles of tube chutes and slides, the waves in the rivers, and thrilling adventures. Our teenage daughter was so excited she even forgot that her cell phone was stashed in a locker. And believe me, that's saying a lot. I remember the whole family sharing tubes and holding on for the ride. That's right. My kids were actually sharing. Even my husband was laughing like a kid again. And that was just when he found out that parking was free. We shared a lot of fun on our family vacation to Schlitterbahn. And I'll hold on to the memories forever.
Hold on to your family and summer fun at Schlitterbahn Water Parks. With unique experiences in New Braunfels, Galveston Island, and South Padre Island, there's something for everyone. Purchase tickets, make resort reservations, and view water park schedules at Schlitterbahn.com.
It's the hottest, coolest time in Texas. We're going to Schlitterbahn.
624, News Talk 1620, WTAW. You know, it's not like we had to go anyplace or be anywhere.
Okay.
But we didn't do the Sunday birthdays, and, you know.
After, I got my feelings hurt. What happened?
Yeah, right. And I went, really? And then I realized, because I had remembered from years past, this isn't the first year I've done this show, that Antonio Banderas and Melanie Griffith, if they didn't have the same birthday, that their birthdays were very close.
Not that it matters anymore.
No, at least, well, for not now, because they've been married and divorced and married again, and so, yeah, they seem to be on the outs now, but who's keeping score? Sunday is the full sturgeon moon, that's what they call it, or it's the August full moon, and it's a super moon, and we'll tell you about that later, like it's a big deal. It's the Smithsonian Day, I guess. The Smithsonian Institute opened on this date, and it's time for these birthdays.
Antonio Banderas is 54 years old.
Imagine
who'd have thunk it?
Yeah.
Kylie Jenner is 17.
Angie, we're at work?
Yep. Angie Harmon, 42 years old.
From Highland Park, Texas.
From Rizzolian Islands, not order.
She married that Jason Sehorn, who...
Not anymore, but they were.
Oh, they're not married.
I don't believe so,
no. All right.
Justin Thoreau is 43 years old. He is Mr. Jennifer Aniston. We were talking about her yesterday.
What a shame. You got to go through life that way? Wow.
Michael Bivins is 46 from Belle Biv DeVoe. Uh-huh. I did not know this, but Roseanne Arquette is 55.
Okay.
The song Rosanna was named after her.
Yeah, it was.
She was dating the keyboard player. And Peter Gabriel wrote In Your Eyes when they were dating.
Wow. Okay.
It's two pretty big songs.
Yeah, it is.
Riddick,
what's so special about her?
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
You know, that's what I'm saying.
Anyway, she's 55.
Good
Riddick Bowe is 47 years old, former heavyweight champion of the world, beat Evander Holyfield.
Mm-hmm.
Ian Anderson, the Enseado flautist from Jethro Tull, is 67.
And now He raises like salmon or something.
Really?
He is one of the world's largest salmon producers.
Ian Anderson?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, I have to go look that up. But that's what he did, is he took his Jethro Tull fortune and got into...
Bought a salmon farm?
Got into other stuff, yeah.
Wouldn't you know it?
Well, of course. Why not? Yeah. And can play the flute standing on 1 foot better than most people
yes.
can with their feet on the ground.
You're absolutely...
Yeah, anyway.
Now I have Anchorman stuck in my head.
There you go.
Ronnie Spector, wrapping things up with the Ronettes, obviously, is 71.
He has owned several salmon farms in the U.K.
Uh-huh.
Is Strathaird Concern, based on his estate in the Isle of Skye, is worth $10.7 million in the late 1990s when parts of it began to be sold off. Currently owns a group of companies which report a profit of 1.8 billion, 8 million pounds in 2014.
1.8, that's like almost 3 billion in American
anyway,
money.
Anyway, you know. So, again.
Holy cow.
He went and did other stuff.
So the wacky Jethro Tull guy is a businessman.
Yes, he is. So I would think that probably when they have those revival shows, he probably doesn't have to play along, you know?
Nah, y'all go ahead.
Yeah, I got it.
Find another flautist.
That's it. All right, here you go. It's 627. Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by the folks at United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System. World's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com. We'll continue with the hot weather. You know, actually, we did have a little bit of a breeze yesterday, which helped out, and some clouds early in the day. It doesn't look like we're going to have that shot today, though. High temperature around 98 or so, and we'll continue to do that all the way through Tuesday. Lows each night be about where we are now, which is the mid to upper 70s, and the heat values will be over 104. So with the weekend and being out, be sure and take the precautions. Winds out of the south now at 794% relative humidity, fair skies, and we've got 77 degrees.
Fall into fun with Brian Broadcasting's Brazos Family Magazine. Find out how to keep your baby active. There are also articles on back-to-school safety, effects of chemical additives, and dealing with concussions in children. Plus, find a family-friendly calendar of events. Brazos Family is a local magazine full of local stories. For information about advertising in this back-to-school issue of Brazos Family Magazine, call Sam Jones at Brian Broadcasting or email sam@brianbroadcasting.com.
Historically, humans have been attracted to colorful food, yet so much of what we eat today is brown, beige, and white. What happened? I'm Mike Carruthers with something you should know. Coming up, brought to you by Opus. Good times await you with the new Opus season. Get all the season info and order your single and season tickets now at mscopus.org. If you have a lot of credit card debt, let me ask you something. What if there was a way for you to once and for all get out of debt? I mean, really get out of debt without a lot of hassle and no huge fees. Well, there is. You see, Family Financial Education Foundation, a nonprofit agency, has a program that can lower your payments, lower your interest rates, stop the collection calls, and get you out of debt. And Family Financial will do all the work. They'll negotiate with your creditors. They'll handle everything. All you have to do is call to get things started. There's no obligation. Remember, they're a nonprofit agency. There's no hard sell here. Just great advice and friendly service. If all that debt is weighing heavy on you, let Family Financial lift the burden. Call today, 877-789-4173. 877-789-4173. Family Financial has helped thousands of people just like you get out of debt. Call 877-789-4173. Not available in all states. You've heard it a million times. We should all be eating more fruits and vegetables.
Most Americans eat 3 servings a day of fruits and vegetables. 2 of those are French fries and iceberg lettuce, and the third one is ketchup.
Dr. David Heber of UCLA is author of the book, What Color is Your Diet?
Turns out that man evolved on colorful fruits and vegetables, and our genes, which haven't changed in 50,000 years, have been expecting these colors. Red and tomato, they prevent cancer, heart disease, the commonest forms of blindness, and even Alzheimer's disease progression. Green-yellow is spinach, which has lutein, which goes to the back of the eye and helps prevent blindness. Red-purple is strawberries, raspberries, red wine. These have anthocyanins, very potent antioxidants.
Although human beings are naturally drawn to eat colorful foods, Dr. Heber says for a long time we've been forced to eat other kinds of foods.
You see, about 8,000 years ago, agriculture was developed in the Middle East. Wheat and grains became the basis of our diet. It was an easy way to avoid famine. And if you saw the movie Gladiator, they were throwing loaves of bread to the crowd in Rome. Today they'd be throwing hamburgers and french fries. But you notice that the bags on the french fries are made in a red color. That's to attract you to eat that.
Because we are naturally drawn to colorful foods, Dr. Heber says adapting to them is easy if we give them a try.
Our taste buds change over a period of about 6 months, and you'll really educate your palate to eat healthier foods, and you will not feel deprived.
At SomethingYouShouldKnow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
Good times await you with the new Opus Junior Series. Order your family season tickets now and see these two events for only $40. Wild Kratts Live, sponsored by Shenandoah Veterinary Clinic, and John Tartaglia's Imagine Ocean, sponsored by the George Bush Presidential Library and Museum. The Opus Junior Series is sponsored by Chick-fil-A Aggieland and South College Station, Primrose School of College Station, and Opus Encore. Season and single tickets on sale now. Call 845-1234.
WTAW News Time is 6:31. It's 76 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Health System, the region's leader in expert health care closer to home. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. The Bryan City Council issued unanimous votes last night on what's next for the municipal golf course and new skate parks.
Mayor Jason Bayinski received backing for a citywide referendum in November to let voters decide whether to keep the golf course or turn it into a super park. Bayinski also hinted at a third option that might be revealed before the council meets next Tuesday. 8 of 9 public speakers told the council they want the super park, including a local Little League president, David Gott.
Speaking on behalf of the parents' concerns that I've gotten feedback from this year, every year it seems like they see these parks like College Station, that it's city run, Franklin, Mumford. Their facilities are a lot nicer.
Bayinski also led the council decision on buying land to build a new skateboard park on Bryan's east side. That's after hearing from 9 Park Hudson homeowners, including Patricia Lance, who are opposed to building it off Boonville Road between the dog park and the BTU substation.
We don't want the park in our area. We walk our dogs in the park. It's quiet. It's peaceful. It will be disruptive. The wildlife will be disturbed, and we don't want it there. And we do pay our taxes, and we do vote.
Several high school and college students among the 13 speakers supporting the Park Hudson site included Brian Lister.
You see the large amount of kids here. How often do you see kids at city council meetings? That's a sign that they really want it there, and a lot of them can't drive. So the Park Hudson location, that'll cater to Austin's Colony, Tiffany Park, Copperfield, and even kids on 1179.
Bayinski says he knows of 4 privately owned lots, including one in Copperfield, that the city might be able to purchase. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
If the winner of the state controller's election this November is Glenn Hager of Katy, there's already someone interested in filling the remainder of his term as state senator. State Representative Lois Colhurst of Brenham sent an email to supporters Thursday that she will make a formal announcement next Tuesday of her interest in the Senate seat. Colhurst has served as in the House since 2000 in the 13th District, which includes Washington, Grimes, and Burleson counties. Hagar has 3 opponents in the controller's race to succeed Susan Combs. Budget proposals by Republicans in the U.S. House are not adding to the federal deficit. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan says Democrats, on the other hand, want you to believe what he calls tax extenders or many tax reform items will be a detriment.
I think exactly the opposite is true, because those encourage more business activity, and because you have more business activity, you have more revenues to the federal government, or you have more economic activity and therefore more revenues to the federal government.
Flores says the loss of federal revenue from tax reform will be more than made up from increased economic activity.
Unfortunately, the Congressional Budget Office doesn't score it that way, but that's the way American families score it, is thinking, okay, if I get to take home more of my money, then I am better off, and it allows me to become part of a healthier economy. And, you know, ultimately they want to pay more activities because they're making more money.
The House is considering $155 billion in tax development credits, $90 billion to expand child tax credits for higher-income families, and $2 billion in enhanced tax deductions for businesses. United Way of the Brazos Valley has started this year's community campaign, which benefits 21 agencies in the 7-county region. President Allison Prince says at the same time it's the start of the annual review for those who receive community impact grants.
We just finished year one of our 3-year grant, so reports were due from the agencies just the other day. So in the next few months, we'll be looking over those reports. We'll be pulling back together some of those community volunteers to look at those and evaluate, are we making the impact? And this isn't to say, is the agency doing what they're supposed to be doing? That's not what the point of this is. It's to really say, are we doing the best with the money that we should be?
Between the community campaign and the state employees charitable campaign that starts September 1st, Prince says they are working with 167 companies and more than 10,000 contributors. Video has been posted of a person inside a College Station home garage and breaking into an SUV. That's one of more than 30 vehicle burglaries over the last 2 weeks. All local law enforcement is asking for help in catching suspects and reminding you to remove valuables and lock your vehicles. Bryan Police Officer Kelly McKeithen says most of the cases involved unlocked vehicles.
I know that last year over 100 of our car burglaries could have been prevented by locking their door.
McKeithen says locking doors to vehicles, garages, and homes is a quick crime prevention tool.
If it's locked, a lot of times they will move on. So remember, it takes 30 seconds to break in your vehicle and steal your valuables, but it only takes you 30 seconds to pick those up and lock the door and take them with you.
At least 3 recent vehicle thefts in College Station were the result of finding spare keys found in unlocked trucks and SUVs. WTAW News Time is 6:36. It's 76 degrees. This look at news brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. More news at 7 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Your relationship with your doctor is the foundation of health for you and your family. That's why choosing a doctor you trust, an expert who makes you feel secure and comfortable, one with convenient hours and same-day appointments, is so important and is as close as St. Joseph. Schedule your appointment today by calling 979-774-2121 or register online at st-joseph.org. St. Joseph Physicians, expert care focused on you.
Hi, I'm Janelle Carver with Cornerstone Home Lending. Now is a great time to buy a home. At Cornerstone, we can help whether you're a first-time home buyer or looking to refinance or buy your next dream home. Rates are low, and Cornerstone offers a variety of home loan options. Call us today at 260-1448 or visit us at 307 Arguello Drive. Cornerstone Home Lending, making a positive contribution to your life. NMLS 208153, branch NMLS 280990.
At Brazos Valley Floor & Design, we're more than just a floor store.
We're a complete design center offering custom granite countertops, an amazing lighting center, and the best floor selection in Aggieland.
And now, we're offering an exclusive selection of unique furniture to tie your home design together.
Visit Brazos Valley Floor & Design off Welburn Road across from Rock Prairie.
We have the largest selections at the best prices.
And that's a promise.
Have you been looking for that new or used piece of equipment? From August 11th through 30th, you'll find incredible discounts on all type of equipment, from utility vehicles to zero-turn mowers, tractors, tillage, hay equipment, cotton pickers, and combines. Cash or finance, we want to help you find the easiest way to purchase equipment that's right for you. Join Sioux Falls Prater Equipment for the Farmer's Bargain Days of Texas, August 11th through the 30th. For a complete list of equipment specials, visit us on the web at www.cptractor.com.
6:39, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 28 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. Here are the numbers.
Through today, it will continue mostly sunny and hot, just some scattered clouds around. Temperatures 94 to 98 degrees this afternoon. Tonight, clear skies and warm, low temperatures 74 to 78. Not much change for the weekend weather as well. We'll stay mostly sunny, very hot on Saturday. Temperatures well up in the 90s, mid to upper 70s at night, and sun with a few clouds around on Sunday, 95 to near 100. This is meteorologist Gary Bass, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
For the first time since I've been here, we're going to have at least a 2-deep, maybe 2.5-deep.
That's defensive line coach Terry Price talking about the defensive line. And depth, not a problem, at least not so far anywhere. We'll share that with you. 4 Aggies are in the medals in the national championships for swimming and diving. Plus, the Brazos Valley Bombers get number 41. And preseason football action in full swing last night with the Dallas Cowboys. All that and more coming up in sports.
Mr. Obama announced late yesterday that he has authorized what he's calling targeted airstrikes in northern Iraq. See how that works. And at the same time, going to be taking some, you know, it's guns and butter, going to be doing some humanitarian assistance as well to those minorities that are trapped by some Sunni extremists. That operation also consisted of the military aircraft dropping those supplies. So they're looking at doing some airstrikes, dropping some bombs, and then dropping some food. So we'll see.
Well, that is the Christian enclave that's stuck on the top of the mountain, isn't
right,
it?
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. Today, America is coming to help. As commander-in-chief, I will not allow the United States to be dragged into fighting another war in Iraq. And so even as we support the Iraqis as they take the fight to these terrorists, American combat troops will not be returning to Iraq because there's no American military solution to the larger crisis in Iraq. He's right about that. I'm surprised he didn't say we're not sending American folks over there.
Folks?
Folks, because, you know, that's his job. That's his little jargon when he wants to talk about people. Send some folks over there. President used a ceremony yesterday in Virginia to sign a bill aimed at overhauling the Veterans Affairs folks. $6.3 billion package. The first step toward fixing the problems. Oh yeah. Like, that's going to do a lot of good. Authorizing new VA clinics, providing... We're going to build new clinics. Why do we need to build new clinics? Don't we just need to run the ones that we have more efficiently?
Yes.
I don't know. When was the last time one was built?
Well, I don't know. Can't tell you. By authorizing the new VA clinics, providing funding to hire more health care... Why don't we make the ones who are working do their jobs first? What do you think? Huh? Maybe this is to replace the ones who aren't doing their job. Anyway. Allowing veterans who have faced lengthy waits to seek doctors outside the health system, like that. President says America has to do right by all who serve under our proud flag. And since we haven't known about this problem for more than 8 or 9 years, we may as well go ahead and start now, right? Because, you know, we weren't having any problems 8 or 9 years ago either in the VA, but there you are.
Any compliments for the do-nothing Congress?
No, he didn't say anything about them. And he could have maybe he said in the I don't find a quote here that says anything about they finally did something, but we'll see. John Walsh has announced that he is going to drop out of the November race for a full term in the United States Senate. It's that plagiarism thing we've been talking about. So what's interesting here, I don't know what column they had Montana in as far as whether that was going to be a Senate seat that belonged to the Democrats or the Republicans, but that pretty well assures the Republicans being able to grab that seat. In a statement, Mr. Walsh said, "I am ending my campaign so that I can focus on fulfilling the responsibility entrusted to me as a U.S. Senator. You deserve someone who will always fight for Montana, and I will." What does that have to do with the plagiarism charges?
Absolutely nothing.
Okay.
Pay no attention to what's happening over here. Yeah. Look over here.
Yeah, once again, I guess we need to make sure he's actually focusing on that. He doesn't want himself to be a distraction of himself, right? Because then that with the I don't want to be a distraction to fill in the blank, but when you're the distraction and it's to you, I guess you're a distraction to yourself. So see how that works out for you. And so let's see. Let's turn to Texas politics. I don't know if you know who Eric Erickson is. He's on this radio station from time to time, I think. Does some work. Red State is the name of his blog.
Mm-hmm.
And so the big Red State National Convention is in Fort Worth. It was 3 years ago that Rick Perry kicked off his campaign for president with a speech at the National Convention of Red State. And he'll be speaking to the Red Staters today, this morning. Going to give them a little Perry for breakfast. Tonight, it's Ted Cruz who'll be speaking. Mm-hmm. So we'll see what's going to happen. Now, not saying, and again, these are pretty conservative folks at Red State, not saying that he's going to run for president again, but it would appear that Mr. Perry has hired Jeff Miller, who is a campaign guru kind of dude, and apparently has the ability to raise a lot of money. So we'll see what happens. Miller has gone to work for him. He is a former advisor to Arnold Schwarzenegger, who was the governor of California. Don't know that all the advice he gave him was good, but I mean, he got him elected. Anyway, well, they're putting together a string of preparatory workshops with foreign policy experts, positioning Perry on national television shows, or helping promote aggressive new stands on international affairs. Miller has been the driving force behind the Texan political rehabilitation, people inside the Perry Network say. He's the guy who's bringing Perry out with that look.
With the glasses?
With the glasses and getting rid of the boots and starting to talk about other stuff.
Oh, so see, we'll see.
Yeah.
I thought Perry just had a change of heart.
No, come on.
I mean.
No. What happened is Mr. Miller wet his finger, put it in the air, and said, this is what we need to be doing. So we'll see. If Perry does run for president, Mr. Miller is expected to play a major role. So
what a charade!
He said if there is a run, he will be the conductor of the orchestra. And then kind of an interesting situation. The lieutenant governor's race, that will be Dan Patrick on the Republican side, and Senator Letitia Vandeput on the Democrat side. Okay, so I don't know how things are rocking along with that, but interestingly enough, a little rumor floated out that she was considering running for the mayor of San Antonio. Well, for that to come out about now is kind of interesting. That could hurt her prospects on any number of fronts. And again, not that the gig would be a bad one, but that's probably not one of the things that she wants coming out during this would-be campaign for a lieutenant governor. So we'll see how it all shakes out. But again, August the 8th, we told you about that story. We'll see where it goes from here. So 647.
This is Mitzi Marriott Pampel of Marriott Homes. We feel your home should be an expression of you. We work hard to make the home building process as enjoyable as possible. Our goal is to present each of our customers with the home they've been dreaming of. Our family has been building in the Brazos Valley for over 35 years, one home at a time. Call 696-1787 or click marriotthomes.com. Superior workmanship, classic style, and quality materials are standard with Marriott Homes. A tradition of excellence. Voted best in the Brazos Valley since 2004.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
It would be hard to enjoy your garden if you had to stand all the time that you were in it. Garden seating has always been a main feature of any fine landscape. In fact, early gardens were actually designed around the special seating areas. Visit historic landscapes and you'll see formal alcoves with venerable old benches as their focal point. Garden seating. In our program today, I'll be back with details right after this message. My brand new book, Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, is finished and it's beautiful. 344 pages, 840 of my photographs. This book combines the best of my boot books, all of my detailed plant posters, and my annual Texas gardening calendars into one concise reference. It was printed right here in Texas, where a book called Lone Star Gardening should be printed. Now, the book is only $32.95, but it's on sale for a limited time at just $28.95. An even better offer if you buy the book and a one-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. Total price of that should be $56.90. Oh, no, it's $42.95 for a limited time. I've self-published the book, so you won't find it in stores or on Amazon, only from my office and website. That's neilsperry.com, NEILSPERRY.com, or call 800-752-GROW. Today's compact urban gardens don't usually allow us the luxury of set-aside rooms for our seating, but we still need to make provision for it. Not only is that seating an important visual part of the design, but it also gives you the chance to sit and reflect on the beauty around you. Tuck your bench or chair back into evergreen shrubs and surround it with ground cover. Put it in a shady spot and position it so it'll command a view of a majority of the garden. Place a couple of large stones in front of it so you don't wear a path through the ground cover. If all of that sounds more involved than your landscape would actually command, don't lose faith. Even simple garden designs can use one nice bench positioned as a focal point in the backyard. The important point is to let it blend with surroundings. Don't set a bench out in the middle of plain turf and expect it to look good. Let it be part of the team. How about wrought iron chairs and benches? They're graceful, they're durable, sometimes uncomfortable, more for looks than for lounging. Nonetheless, they're probably going to outlive the garden, so they're outstanding investments. Concrete benches, again, aren't the most comfortable, but they certainly look great placed in with evergreen shrubs in the shade. Choose a type with some style and elegance and let it age over the years until it has that patina of an old garden element. Antique park benches are sometimes sold. Shop antique malls until you find one of these treasures. They're simple, usually flat iron, and they may still be rusty. However, they can easily be cleaned and repainted with a rust-inhibiting primer and enamel. Rustic wood chairs and seats. Some local nurseries offer hill country cedar furniture. It's really in keeping with the Texas theme, and it holds up very well. Sit in it to be sure it's comfortable. Be sure the legs are all level. Redwood and cypress furniture is available as well, whether it's an Adirondack chair or a bench or something less structural. This can be some of the most comfortable of all garden seating. It will age to a neutral gray color if you leave it out in the elements, or you can stain it and seal it every couple of years, sanding lightly before you do to keep it smooth and splinter free. There's some wonderful patio furniture on the market as well. Oh, and one thing that I have that I'm very happy with, it is recycled milk cartons made into patio furniture. They're a lot better than they sound. I'm Neil Sperry. Until next time, thanks so much for listening and happy gardening.
Howdy, and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. It is 6:51. Biggest question mark for the Aggie football team coming out of last year was mostly surrounding the defense, specifically the front seven. Not so much for the lack of talent, but the lack of depth. A&M has been very busy on the recruiting trail, and according to defensive line coach Terry Price, the depth problem is pretty much solved.
Back in 2012, we were one deep. There wasn't this problem. In 2013, we were one deep. We didn't have this problem. For the first time since I've been here, we're going to have at least a two deep. Maybe two and a half deep. It's a good problem to have. It's the first time we had this problem since I've been here, and I don't really consider it a problem. I consider it a plus, a blessing. So we're going to make sure through all the scrimmages, especially the scrimmage we have Saturday, we'll really grade it hard, and that's more of the game-time environment.
The scrimmage is not open to the public, but the 2014 Meet the Aggies Day is next Saturday from 1 to 2:30 at the Indoor Track Complex. Four current or former Texas A&M swimmers earned medals in the 2014 National Championships, earning medals were senior Bria Larson. She was a runner-up in the 200-meter breaststroke. Senior Sarah Henry placed eighth in the 200 free, and incoming freshman Lisa Batana had the bronze medal in the women's 200-meter backstroke. Camila Adams won her third straight U.S. national title with her win in the 200-meter butterfly. On out of baseball, where the Brazos Valley Bombers ran their record to 41-14 for the second night in a row, the Bombers scored five runs in the first two innings and nudged the Texas Marshals last night 6-4 at Cellucor Field. Here's head coach Kurt Dixon.
All starting with Lawson Vassar. His outing there, six innings there, scoreless ball, made a few plays on the mound. But, I mean, they still got a few hitters left. I've had some guys leave, but Marshall's got a few hitters left, and he did a good job of putting zeros on the board, and then the rest of the bullpen came in and did their jobs. And then, you know, offensively, we welcome Matt Valdez to the team, and he did a good job for us tonight. So it was a good team win, and good to get number 41.
The Bombers will end their series with the Marshals tonight in their final regular season game. First pitch at Cellucor, 7:05. In NFL preseason action last night,
Wheaton rolls right, pumps, throws it in the end zone, touchdown, in the back of the end zone, James Hanna.
That was all the Cowboys could muster. New backup quarterback Kellen Clemens threw a 70-yard touchdown pass to Dontrell Inman as the San Diego Chargers beat the Cowboys 27-7 last night in their exhibition opener. Inman beat single coverage down the right sideline and was gone. That put San Diego ahead 17-7. Cowboys coach Jason Garrett gave the proverbial preseason is all about evaluation line.
We'll try to evaluate the players individually. There are no explanations or excuses that way. It's a great night to evaluate guys, though. It's a great opportunity for us to see guys in game action, you know, if they played six plays or 60 plays, and just evaluate them, see where they are individually and where we are collectively. Obviously, we have a long way to go.
Dallas heads back to Oxnard, California to resume training camp. In Major League Baseball, Ryan Howard hit a grand salami to cap off a five-run rally in the eighth inning to lift the Phillies over the Houston Astros last night, 6-5. The Rangers had the night off. Texas squares off against the Astros tonight in Houston, first pitch there at 7:10. As expected, yesterday the NCAA Division I Board of Directors passed a new model giving the five major conferences authority to create some of their own legislation and voting rights for athletes. By a 16-2 vote, the NCAA adopted the Division I model released to its membership last month. Division I Board Chairman Nathan Hatch, president at Wake Forest, said the vote, quote, marks a significant step into a brighter future for Division I athletics. Big 12 Commissioner Bob Bowski highlighted a couple of changes that could be seen for the athletes after the legislation goes into effect.
It's likely that some form of transitional health care will be included, in all likelihood multi-year scholarships, and so there's a long agenda of possibilities, but those are some of the things that will be under early consideration.
The new ruling lets the SEC, ACC, Big Ten, Pac-12, and Big 12 create their own rules. Other conferences can adopt them, too, if they want, in certain areas to benefit the college athletes. And in that board will be college athletes as well. USA Basketball announced yesterday that Oklahoma City Thunder star Kevin Durant was pulling out of Team USA and will not compete in the 2014 Basketball World Cup in Spain. USA Basketball chairman Jerry Colangelo said, quote, Kevin reached out to Coach K this afternoon and expressed that he is just physically and mentally drained from the NBA season and his attention to his many responsibilities. In the MLS, Landon Donovan says that he will retire from professional soccer at the end of this season.
As I hope all of you know by now, I've decided that this will be my last year playing.
The 32-year-old Donovan is the top goal scorer in MLS history and a five-time league champion. Donovan was named the most valuable player of his 14th MLS All-Star game Wednesday night in Portland, scoring a winning goal in the All-Stars 2-1 surprise win over Bayern Munich. And finally in the PGA, Ryan Palmer, Lee Westwood, and Kevin Chambel are all first-round co-leaders at the PGA Championships, the final major of the PGA Tour season. All shot a 6-under-65, and Westwood liked his efforts quite a bit.
Yeah, I played really well. Obviously, I had a good finish, but the double I made on the first hole, my 10th, I drove it well straight down the middle of the fairway and ended up in a divot, and it was quite a deep one, and there was only sand in the bottom of it, and just caught a bit of sand before the ball and came up short and made six from there. So that was a bit unfortunate, but 6-under is a good start.
British Open champ Rory McIlroy, Jim Furyk, Henrik Stenson, and Edmardo Maloney all lurking just one shot off the lead. And that has been a look at your sports brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryant, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
You know, we've talked about classic collision and restoration for years and the kind of work that Doug and his crew do that nobody else in town does, and that's the reason people come not only from nearby but far away for the custom work that he does. And it makes sense that if he can do that custom work, then, you know, he can do everyday driver work too. If your everyday driver gets into an accident, let him help you by getting you through all the hassle when you're in an accident. They can help you with that, make sure your car gets to their place so they can do the work on it and help you with all the insurance if you need to rent a car, any of that. But remember, now there's so much more from Classic Collision and Restoration because part of their facility now includes auto upholstery, and that includes installing a new headliner or installing new carpet, putting on a convertible top. Maybe you want to change your seats to leather. They can do that for you at Classic Collision and Restoration, too. And also, they do mufflers and exhaust systems. So everything that you're looking for is right there in one stop. That's at Classic Collision and Restoration. You can give Doug a call at 779-8399, or you can go to classiccollisionandrestoration.com, and you can follow them on Facebook as well. Classic Collision and Restoration on Highway 21 near Sioux Falls Prater.
Moody Gardens presents Smiles and Seaside Summer Fun. Make some waves and save with a day pass, big discounts, and big fun. Enjoy the new Real Pirates exhibition, ropes course, zip line, Palm Beach, 3D and 4D theaters, rainforest, and aquarium pyramids. Relax at the Moody Gardens Hotel or Golf Course. Splash along the lazy river with fireworks and the Bands on the Sand weekend concert. Concert Series. So smile. Enjoy some real seaside summer fun. Save at moodygardens.org.
Brazos Valley weather forecast. Got a little bit of that. It's hot. How about close to 100 degrees, and certainly the heat index will be over 102, 103, 104. Right now it's 77 degrees, and we're going to keep this pattern going for a few days. 7 o'clock.